Imagine you or someone you care for gets a mammogram. The results come back abnormal. There is a lump. Now, the doctor will probably want to do a breast biopsy. Tissue would be taken from the breast and doctors would test it. The lump could be benign. It could be an invasive cancer, or it could be something in between. A new study by University of Washington professor Joanne Elmore has found that third possibility is often misdiagnosed. Dr. Elmore explained the findings to KUOW's Marcy Zillman.
When a woman is diagnosed with atypia, and that's just basically atypical cells, this means that she's at slightly increased risk for a subsequent diagnosis of breast cancer. It definitely does not mean she has invasive breast cancer, but these women often are encouraged to undergo more intensive screening. They're encouraged to consider taking 5 years of medications to reduce their risk. And so there is a lot of medicalization that surrounds this diagnosis of atypia. And we found that this diagnosis, there was just about 50% agreement. And every year we think about 160,000 women are given this diagnosis of atypia on breast biopsies in the U.S. alone.
What's the difference between atypia and DCIS?
You can think of it as a progression from normal cells to atypia to DCIS to invasive breast cancer. DCIS is ductal carcinoma in situ. It is definitely abnormal cells. They have not invaded, and so it is not the same thing as invasive breast cancer. The importance of DCIS clinically is that when women are told that they have this diagnosis, they don't know who with DCIS is at the highest risk for a subsequent diagnosis of invasive breast cancer. And so in the U.S., women now with DCIS are undergoing about the same kinds of treatment as women with early stage breast cancer. So this means women with a diagnosis of DCIS in the U.S. are undergoing mastectomies or lumpectomy and radiation therapy.
So if I got that kind of diagnosis from my doctor, what do I do? Do I just say, okay, I have this treatment, or what are my options?
If you're given a diagnosis of atypia or DCIS, the first thing is to stop and realize you're lucky. This isn't a diagnosis of invasive breast cancer. It's totally different. Secondly, you have time to stop and think about what's best for you, and you can make an informed choice. I'm recommending that if women want to, they should seek a second opinion, both about what the diagnosis means and also perhaps a second opinion from a different pathologist. These are really challenging cases to interpret, and there may just be underlying biology that limits our ability as doctors to even categorize some of these cases. In fact, in our study, even the experienced pathologist disagreed on some of these cases.
I'm talking with Joanne Elmore. She's a professor in the Department of Medicine at the University of Washington's Harborview Medical Center. Patients aside, obviously it's not really an aside, because if we get that kind of diagnosis, we freak out. But what might this mean for the pathology profession or the way that biopsies are done and interpreted in the future?
I guess the first hope is that oftentimes we are seeing more and more abnormalities, very subtle abnormalities, in screening mammograms. And women are given a choice of an immediate biopsy versus watchful waiting. Come back in 6 months. And many women want to get the biopsy thinking it will be a quick, decisive answer. Perhaps more women should be contemplating the watchful waiting approach, and we could be reducing the number of biopsies in the first place. Then secondly, what does this mean once you've had the biopsy and you're given these diagnoses? This was really helpful for us both clinically and scientifically in that we now have a benchmark. We understand which cases are the most challenging, and now we can start working on it. We can study the impact of getting a second opinion. We can study the impact of computer-aided detection, and we can hopefully start working on molecular markers or other ways to help us provide a diagnosis to women.
Dr. Joanne Elmore, professor of medicine at the University of Washington. Her study on breast biopsies was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Selman.